Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. Hey, y'all got jokes, huh? Talk a lot of trash, but I ain't here. I see. This is the morning shift. I am Squid Billy. You know, Bo Morgan. He played football somewhere. His name's Mike Johnson.
What
There's a P in the middle of his name. I don't know what it stands
for,
but it's probably bad. And little Allie Mack, first lady of Atlanta baseball, or so she says. We'll see about that. And Dylon. I heard your trash talk too, punk. Together, we are the morning shift. Good morning.
Hey, man.
What trash were
what are
we
you talking about?
Mike makes fun of me in my open.
No. I just wanted to sound familiar to the people. That's all.
We were a member down. We needed to simulate that you were here.
We had to hold it down.
Dylan tries to do an imitation of me in my own segment with my own sponsor.
That was good. That was actually really good. He was just trying to make sure the sponsor
stayed
happy.
And then Allie made up words. So that's my thing.
I did step in your area
so,
on that.
Y'all are all put on notice today.
Bo.
Wow. Every one of you.
Bo, what did I tell you during the show call? I said we had to make sure we still brought the Squidbilly energy when you weren't here. That's simply what we were doing. We weren't mocking you. We were bringing that Squidbilly energy.
Well, let me tell you something. I appreciate the effort, but I am... There is no replacement for me. Mm. Okay, I'm one of one.
Okay, fair enough. Mm.
But I still love y'all.
Right,
and I appreciate y'all holding
too,
it down. Because I'm gonna let y'all know something. I went to bed Tuesday night when I normally am waking up. And
wow.
So technically Wednesday morning.
And
wow.
Yeah. Semantics. And I woke up Wednesday morning when I'm normally getting off the air. So. So it was a good day. Good night. Good night was head ball.
So you got as much sleep as you usually do the amount of work. Yeah, that's intense. That is crazy. We wondered all day yesterday, was there any hangover?
So I woke up like, oh, okay, chug of water. And now I hit the ground running because my wife, see, I was supposed to wake up, go to the gym, and go get pork chop.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that worked out.
I wake up to a text on my way home. My wife had woke up and said, you know what? I'm going to get her now.
Oh, she couldn't wait.
She couldn't wait. So,
wow.
So I literally woke up and pork chop was home.
We had obviously Which One Wednesday. And one of the questions was, which one has a worse hangover? Is it Amy or Bo? And
it was honestly, we were probably dead even. but neither one of
Fair
us
enough.
Let it slow us down. Like I did have one moment yesterday. She didn't want to take a nap yesterday, and I was like, you got a nap, because Big Papa Squid's got a nap, okay? So go to sleep. And she gave me like an hour. But yeah, it was good. I had a great time. I'm really glad I did it. And obviously I'll thank them later again too, but big shout out to, you know, Tim Zalowski and AMB hooked me up. You know, I was clearly in the dignitary suite because there were some people there that probably outranked me that I recognize and know. So
probably, yeah.
Well, yeah. Let me tell you something. They definitely gonna get more special treatment than me. But when your name is there, Bo Morgan, and then it says guest of Morgan.
Oh,
on the other three, I was like, yeah, that's right.
Amy offended though that it said guest of Morgan?
Mm-hmm. No. No.
She's a dignitary, too.
And technically, it said Morgan Guest, but yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I reversed it because I like to do things like that. But no, she was like, oh, that's cool. She took a picture of my name tag, so I was like, yeah, that's right.
I did notice as well you did not wear a Metallica shirt to the show.
I didn't. Where I sit, there was a dress code, you know, because, but, I mean, not that you couldn't wear a Metallica shirt. No, I didn't. Two ways. I'm not a huge fan of doing that, and also I didn't really know where my shirt was, so I just went with the Whiskey Myers shirt.
And then also, since you're at a Metallica show, I did notice as well that Amy had a nice, classy glass of wine. I was like, that seems off, but good for her. I'm glad she got a night out.
Seriously, well,
she had a few. Wait, you can guess what I drank.
Actually, probably not. You got so many freaking drinks that you drink. Who
White
knows
Russians?
What it was?
No, Dylan, I did not drink White Russians. That's a dessert. That's a more of a chill. It was Metallica, so I went hard. I had the vodka crayon.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, no telling. There's like transfusions or, you know, there's no telling. You have such an assortment of drinks, so there's no telling. Yeah.
Nothing says rock and roll like a vodka crayon.
Shout out to the bartender, Tariq. I mean, he was bringing them, man, all night. So it was good, yeah. Yeah, I know, right? Metallica, vodka crayon. Well, I can't do heavy metal and, like, I couldn't do whiskey. Is not, I can't be hammering those with, you know, hearing, like, you know, fired up music and kind of rowdy music. So I went smooth.
Well, I'm sure you will share more about your Metallica experience throughout the day with us, but we do have to talk a little sports. We've got some headlines coming out. Mike, what's yours for today?
Well, I'm never a fan of booing the home team, but man, I got to tell you, watching the Braves last night, enough is enough, and I don't blame anybody that was in attendance. So,
Bo.
I don't want to do that. I hate doing the same round, but there's a lot of fixes for this team. But if you're talking about guys like Trevor Bauer or moving one of the best starters you have who is struggling to the bullpen, then you have no clue.
Dylan?
Tonight marks an NBA Finals that shows you don't have to tank to win.
Okay. I like that. I like where you're going there.
Didn't OKC tank to get SGA and company? They hit a reset button.
They traded Paul George to get SGA. So yeah. they were still fairly competitive. They had Russ, and then they had that 1 year with Chris Paul.
How'd they get Chet?
They got that the
coming up at 6:40.
I have to go back and see the exact history, but all the trades that they made and got all those draft picks, I don't think it was necessarily tanking.
All right, research all that, Dylan, because we're going to talk about that coming up at 6:40 in the front page. We also have to talk about the Kirk topic. We haven't touched this for a moment, but we will cover some hypothetical trade scenarios at 6:20. Also at 6:40, it's the return of Throwback Thursday trivia. Mike is up 2-1, so we'll see if Bo can tie it up today.
Me tough.
But after an hour-long delay about, Braves fell short last night, lost 2-1 to the Diamondbacks. That makes their fifth straight series loss. But Sale did strike out 10 in six innings. He had a phenomenal night.
Yeah, he did. He's just one of those where, and I don't think he was his crisp self. You know what I mean? Like he's had his ups and downs. Four walks last night, a hit batter. He was a little bit erratic. He's focusing on those two pitches, and it's the outing that we've grown accustomed to for Chris Sale. And it gets to the point where you start to feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. Like you watch what he's doing. You watch the attitude that he takes the mound with, the grit, the intense focus that he takes the mound with every time out. And you're just like, he's not to the level of like Paul Skeens right now up in Pittsburgh, but boy, he's getting close.
I mean, he's just doing what he did, what he did last year. He just hit that form. I don't know why. I hate that he struggled early because you would really be talking about back-to-back Cy Young candidate. I think right now he's not necessarily there for that reward because of the way he started. But I looked at it. Do you believe it that like April his ERA was like 6, and now it's a 2.93?
Wow.
I mean it's lowered tremendously, dude. He walked 4 guys. Ain't why you lost. I mean, and the fact that Chris Sale gives up 1 run and he's basically hit with a loss is just it's amazing. It's amazing that this is where this team is. And pitching is not a problem. I know Iglesias gave up a run in the 9th, but I'm sorry, when Austin Riley strikes out with the bases loaded, you can keep the crap about 1 run given up by the bullpen.
The 8th inning last night was one of the most, I hate using the word embarrassing. That was one of the most embarrassing innings I've ever had to watch in the Braves, in the history of my Braves fandom. Like watching them have opportunity after opportunity, and the Baldwin strikeout was rough. The Michael Harris, I realize he's playing center field at a Gold Glove level. He is almost unplayable the way he approaches his at bats right now, almost unplayable. And then you still, even when he strikes out, it's like, well, still got Austin Riley can come through in the clutch for you. No, he doesn't. And you get the fact that all 3 of those guys go down in that scenario is just absolutely freaking brutal, man. Brutal to watch.
I feel like Michael Harris made the decision he was going to swing in the 9th inning before the pitch was thrown, because at no point in time did that thing look like a strike. I mean, it bounced at one point into the catcher's mitt.
We talked about this yesterday, Bo. Arizona has one of, if not the worst, bullpens in Major League Baseball. And the fact that you're not working more counts throughout yesterday's game and the day before that to try to get into that bullpen. And then when you get to the bullpen, you're not able to have any success when they have one of the worst bullpens in Major League Baseball. We used to look at it last year and be like, oh, man, you know, all these pitchers are having a good day against the Braves. It's the freaking Braves, man. Michael Harris couldn't hit a beach ball right now. If it was thrown to him.
Oh, he hasn't hit a beach ball in 2 years, to be fair.
Yeah, it's just been – and, you know, yesterday, Mike, you were talking about how we can't just go into this so negatively. Like, I cannot hate watch the Braves every single night.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. So I'm choosing to go in optimistic every single time, because this was the team after that horrible start to the season. They had the fastest rise to 500. So that they're there. They're just not firing on all cylinders right now.
Well, they're not there anymore because they're now almost – they're 6 games under now.
Yeah.
And I know you didn't – that's not what you meant. But Saturday feels like a distant time away, Alan. Because Saturday they won 5-0 against Boston. And they hit Walker Buehler pretty well, right? And now, I mean, Merrill Kelly – looked fun. I mean, he's a good pitcher, but he had a perfect game through like 4 innings at one point or something.
It was deeper than that.
Yeah. I know he had no hitter through what I think Acuña broke it up in the 6th or the 7th.
Yeah.
But I mean, wow. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. All right, we got to go to break. We come back. ESPN did a good job yesterday laying out 4 trade proposals for the Atlanta Falcons. We'll tell you which ones could work and which ones are just absolute non-starters. That's more Falcons talk coming up on the other side. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, 92.9 a game, 6:23 here on Thursday morning. We'll have trivia coming up in just a little bit with Miss Allie Mack. We also got NBA Finals preview right before that. We'll give a little bit of introspective advice, possibly. Dylon did a good job breaking things down yesterday on really a couple things in the NBA, but the Tom Thibodeau firing, so that's interesting to keep tabs on as well. And look, we got a lot of things to talk about Braves still throughout the show, but I do want to visit this Kirk Cousins trade topic. And I think most people out there feel exactly like we do, Bo. It just feels like we're kind of, treading water on Kirk Cousins before we actually get to the nitty gritty of it. You know what I mean? It's just like every time the name comes up, I kind of give it an eye roll and I'm like, here we go again.
Yeah. I mean, treading water is one way. I'm tired of hearing people talk about it because no one ever talks about anything other than you can't have him here, but there's no substance to it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's literally a revisitation of the same conversation that everybody has had since the day he was benched. And there's never any real substance to it. It's all speculation. And it just doesn't go anywhere. It's just like, well, this is what it is. Why? Because, but why? Well, and I even say the same thing about it now because I'm like, well, no one can ever tell me why he can't be here. But so I've just gotten to the point where unless you have something new, then don't come to me about it, right?
Yeah, it feels like there's no movement on the conversation, which is why it's so exhausting. And if there is going to be movement with this situation, we got to wait for Aaron Rodgers to make his play, right? Yeah. That's what it feels like to me, is Aaron Rodgers needs to get settled before Kirk is going to make a decision.
It's a good point. And, that's a good segue, Ali, to lead into this conversation yesterday that was being had on ESPN. Now, ESPN did a pretty good job, I think, breaking things down. And they basically had four different writers write up trade offers for the Atlanta Falcons for Kirk Cousins. And they allowed Mark Raimondi, our buddy Mark Raimondi, to respond to said trade offers. Now, There's four trade offers, two of which are from the Minnesota Vikings. One of those is from Seth Walter. One of those is from Dan Graziano. And Dan Graziano is the Falcons get the 2026 fifth-round pick and a 2027 seventh-round pick in cash considerations. The other one for the Vikings is the Falcons get quarterback Sam Howell in cash considerations, and the Vikings get Cousins. I'm going to have to go out there and just simply say that this is both of these for the Minnesota Vikings. And Mark Ormondi says something to the same extent. They're non-starters. Like, Kirk Cousins has a no-trade clause built into his contract, and this is the same situation he'd be walking into in Minnesota that he's in right now in Atlanta. There is a young second-year player that is going to be the starting quarterback. He would be the backup. He would be the mentor. It's exactly what you're dealing with in Atlanta. I don't know why Kirk Cousins would choose to waive the no-trade clause to go to Minnesota at this point.
He's not. It's dumb. It's lazy. It's a lazy thing to me when you put that out there that you think he would because it's Minnesota. Well, why would he want to go live that far away and when his future is here as far as his home? Like, why would he go be a backup somewhere? He obviously says that's not what he wants to do. I think the other thing we got to realize, and Falcons fans probably need to realize it too, whoever trades for him is not trading for him other than for this year. Kirk Cousins will go somewhere for 1 year because I think it makes sense, unless he goes somewhere and wins a Super Bowl, which I don't foresee. I don't.
Just balls out.
No. I mean,
yeah.
I think whoever trades for him is going to cut him after the year.
Yeah.
It just makes sense. So you got to think about that too. So that's why that's the only way the Minnesota would make sense is if they realize that they don't think JJ's ready, and that would have to happen when? After training camp, preseason.
Yeah.
That would have to happen when you break, or not even when you break camp, but when you start the preseason.
We got two other offers to get to, but I do want to bring this up. If you were a Minnesota fan, and you traded for Kirk Cousins right now, don't you think the alarm bells would be going off for Minnesota fans being like, why are we doing this? Like we're supposed to be forward thinking. We're supposed to be all in on J.J. McCarthy. And you're telling me, what's the conversation like between you and Kevin O'Connell where you look at it and go, man, how did Kevin O'Connell talk him into waiving his no trade clause?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, what did he say to Kirk Cousins that made him think, oh yeah, this is the place for me? I would be alarm bells going off in my head if I was a Vikings fan. I'd be like, oh, this is not good. Giving up a couple of picks for Kirk Cousins, who at this point would be your backup quarterback. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Solak, this was his offer. The Falcons get a 2026 sixth round draft pick, can become a fifth rounder with performance conditions. I always love when we do that with the, you know, just random trade offers. And Steelers get Cousins and cash considerations. The Falcons, and it says cash considerations the Steelers get. I don't think the Falcons are going to trade Cousins for a sixth round draft pick. I know that that's what everybody in the NFL thinks outside of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is, that's not happening. I don't see what the upside would be for the Falcons to make this trade, other than just, like you said, Bo, the thought that, man, he just can't be here because he's going to be a distraction to the team. If that's really what you're looking for and Aaron Rodgers has said no, then maybe that's a thing. But I've said all along, Bo, and I think you back me on this. This article says Cousins is a good fit for Arthur Smith's offense, but doesn't need its quarterback to move much out of the pocket. That's fine on a first down, second down basis. When you get to third and third medium, and when you get to the red zone, guess what? He needs quarterbacks to move a lot, a lot. We saw it here firsthand for a number of years.
Man, you just backed me in a corner. You absolutely just backed me in a corner and made me do something I was trying not to do today.
Get angry?
Look who wrote it. Read the guy who wrote this trade offer.
It's Ben Solak.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. The guy is not a trustworthy source at all. Every time I read something, I'm like, what the hell does this guy actually know about the game of football? What have you watched in Arthur Smith's offense where you think you don't have to move the pocket? He doesn't want to move the pocket. The 1 year with Matt Ryan, who was his quarterback in Tennessee? Ryan Tannehill. Who could do what?
Move.
Move.
Played the guy wide was receiver a freaking in college
for yeah. A bit. Yeah. Yeah. What did he do last year with Justin Fields and with Russell Wilson?
Yeah, we saw it firsthand here right in the bins.
Okay, so what did he do with Desmond Ridder and Marcus? Now, I'm not saying that he wants to run the read option every play or anything like
sure,
that.
Sure, he's not going
to
run the veer.
But he wants to move the it especially in the red zone, like you just mentioned. Also, cash consideration. So he's got us basically paying $20 to $25 million of Cousins' deal, and yeah. Now we still got for only a 6th round pick. So that one, I read that one, and I actually got a little red faced because I just thought it was so dumb. I'm like, what? How stupid do you think we are reading this?
Yeah,
that's what this is the worst of all of them.
Yeah,
here.
I agree, and that's why I saved what I think is the best for last. You talk about the Cleveland Browns. Jeremy Fowler wrote up this offer. The Falcons get quarterback Kenny Pickett, which I think is like a sneaky big part of this, and a 2026 6th round pick and cash considerations. The Falcons getting cash considerations. The Browns get Cousins and a 2026 7th round pick. So you essentially moved up around, you got a backup quarterback, and you got cash considerations. He says, this destination always made the most sense for Cousins, who has a long history with Kevin Stefanski from their time in Minnesota. After going through OTAs and minicamp, the Browns might realize that they need another veteran to compete for the starting job. They currently obviously have Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and Shadur, and Pickett obviously in that fold as well. Falcons could strike a deal where they front $17.5 million of Cousins guaranteed for 2025, and Pickett would be Atlanta's new QB2. This one makes the most sense for me for a number of different reasons. First of all, I think that one of the biggest issues I've had with trading Cousins a number of times is you still need a veteran backup if that's what you're going to do. You're still going to go out and pay a veteran $5 or $6 million per year to come here and be your backup quarterback in Atlanta, and a veteran that's okay with being a backup. Kenny Pickett obviously proved he could be a decent backup last year with Philadelphia, and I would have no problem if Kenny Pickett was our backup quarterback here.
This is the best offer that, and the one that is the best in line with what the Falcons would be thinking if they did this.
Yeah.
Right. You get a backup quarterback in Pickett who did show he could step in and play. I don't want to say well, but do enough for them. I mean, he had them winning the game in Philly. Excuse me, you know, Philly winning the game against Washington with the way he played.
Yep.
And
if not for a couple of Pickett tush pushes
or in a drop pass, I mean, drop, but to me, it makes the least sense from Cleveland's mindset.
Yeah,
because
like,
first off, Stefanski, I think, is not getting fired. In fact, I think he's proven how good of a coach he is with nothing at quarterback position, including making the playoffs with Joe Flacco. So I think he's fine. So I don't think he needs to do this. You went and drafted two guys, and you got Flacco, and you got Pickett. I think at the worst case scenario, you let a veteran start the season there, and then you move in the best rookie midway through if it starts to struggle. It makes the least amount of sense from there, but the most from the Cleveland standpoint, but the most sense from a Falcon standpoint.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how it usually rolls.
So,
right? It's unfortunate.
So now, unless if you just realize that both veterans are just completely inept, then why would I want to do it as a Falcon to go get Pickett, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't even think you can win with those guys for 3 to 5 games enough to get you to the middle of the season where you maybe feel more comfortable starting one of those rookies. So yeah. That's actually my favorite as well because I think it makes the most sense for the Falcons. The Sam Howell one maybe makes sense, but again, it's a non-starter if you're trading him to Minnesota as a backup.
Right.
So other than the Pittsburgh one, they all have their little bit of thoughts, but.
I'm still 10 toes down, as Dylan would say, that I think that Kirk Cousins is going to be here after training camp. I just believe it's going to happen. I don't think there's a good situation right now, barring injury from another team, that lends my brain to say that Kirk Cousins is on exit here. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the front page. Georgia fans celebrating a massive commitment yesterday. Why us Bama fans like myself are left wondering what happened. Also, you have an Allie Mac drop.
Yes, we'll have another round of Throwback Thursday trivia. It's NFL Legends edition, so I'm sure this will be a very spirited round. Mike leads 2-1. We'll see if Bo can tie it up.
Got the belt out. Discount double check. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo back in the saddle today. Myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan, who is going to need to help me figure out who yells their name first in a few minutes when we've got Throwback Thursday trivia coming up. But first, we'll get into the front page. NBA Finals get kicked off tonight. It's Thunders versus Pacers. Now, the Thunder are the favorites in this series. They're 80-18 in the regular and postseason, and they are the youngest team to make the NBA Finals in 48 years.
Yeah, I'm torn on this because I don't want to see Tyrese Halliburton's dad have anything to gloat about, but Halliburton I have a lot of respect for. I have equally a lot of respect for SGA, and part of me wants to see, like, them win, so Seattle fans get in their bag because they took their team from them. So I think I might be able to watch and just say, I don't care. I might be able to enjoy the finals for once and not have a team I pull against or for and just watch it and then hopefully enjoy seven games of fantastic basketball.
I think, and to your point real quick about Tyrese Halliburton, I agree because he got voted in, you know, in the anonymous players poll, the most overrated player, and for him to come back and basically say blank you to everybody that said I was underrated, I think that is a great story.
And are you like me where it's been, you've been quietly just like enjoying every time he does well because
oh, yeah.
of that? His dad just kind of ruined it for me.
Exactly. But also, I can watch this and feel good about it because I like how both teams – I like both teams' roads here. Oklahoma City built it up in a way where they said, we're going to build this on our own. We're going to draft well, and we're going to rely upon our drafting and getting draft picks and using our draft picks well to build a team that is built for now and for the future. And then for Indiana, they kind of just, for lack of a better term, stuck with the process. Not to, you know, go Philly on you or anything, but they stuck with the process. They, you know, made some trades here and there, but they stuck with the solid core of...
The Siakam trade was big.
Well, yes, the Siakam trade did get them in the hump, but again, they had kind of built up to making that move to help get them over the hump. And then they did trade for Tyrese Halliburton too, but they traded for him when he was a younger player, like only a year or two in the league. But I just like the fact how both teams got here. Felt like they both kind of built their teams in the right way and not just try to put together a big super team, but got solid players and built around them the way they need to be built around. So I like both this. I think it'll be a competitive series, but I got OKC in six.
Yeah, that's game one tonight. That's 8:30 Eastern. That'll be on ABC. So it'll be, I think you're right, Bo. I think it'll be nice to kind of watch a series where I'm like, you know what? I could probably pull for either one of these squads. So that'll be interesting to watch. Speaking of big signings and getting over the hump, not that Georgia needs them, but four-star cornerback Justice Fitzpatrick committed to Georgia yesterday. Now, he is the younger brother of former Alabama All-American and five-time Pro Bowler Minka Fitzpatrick. So I got more than a few texts yesterday. They're like, what's the deal with this? Bama wasn't even a finalist. Like, in all those relationships that you would think that would be big when it comes to the Fitzpatrick family in Tuscaloosa, no longer there anymore. Obviously, Kalen DeBoer, for whatever reason, never quite landed with Justice Fitzpatrick. He's the number three cornerback prospect and number 41 overall recruit in the 2026 ESPN 300. So he is, after having a finalist list of Florida, Miami, Ohio State, Texas, and Georgia, he's headed to Athens. So interesting to kind of keep tabs on his career because obviously his brother is one of the GOATs in college football.
Yeah, he's a really good player.
Still is.
I get a little bit irked when people are like, well, he should be going to Bama. It's where his brother. You know, what does it matter? I mean, you know, he went
not anymore. It doesn't.
Well, and you go to the place that's best for you, right? I mean, you go to the situation that's best for you, not because where your brother may or may not play. And didn't Kirby? He was a part of the recruiting of Minka, right?
Yeah, because, he would have been. Yeah, so, he would have been the early. Yep, I think Minka was there 2015 to 2017, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, would have fit right in line with Kirby recruiting. Yep.
So maybe relationships are still there, right?
There you go.
Well, we've got a headline that I think we've all been waiting to see in the front page for a while. Yesterday, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said he's going to propose the automated ball strike system. It could be implemented as soon as next season. Now, human umpires are still going to make the call, but batters, pitchers, they can challenge it by tapping their helmet, tapping their head, and both teams would start with two challenges. This has been beta tested in the minors. I saw them doing it in Gwinnett a few weeks ago. I love it.
Yeah, it happened in spring training, if I'm not mistaken,
it did.
Where you could challenge. It makes a ton of sense. When we look at all the close calls that could decide games on third strikes, it's going to be a big deal.
Who was it two or three days ago, a player got thrown out, ejected, because he tapped his helmet? Now, he at the plate, it was a bad strike call, and he kind of did it, but like then he kind of acted like he was adjusting it, and the umpire was like, no, no way. And,
get out.
And he threw him out, I thought he was going – literally, I thought he was going to hit the umpire. Like, it was really bad. Good. I've seen – you know, the only thing that's worse than watching Michael Harris swing it strike three with the bases loaded and the ball on the ground is watching guys like Ozuna and Eli White take strike three outside of the zone and he get called a strike. That's the only thing worse than that. So, yeah.
Michael Harris swung it like four pitches outside of the zone. It's just, I don't even want to get started. It makes me sad.
That was very defeating. Let's do something fun instead.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about to get loud in here because...
Mike! Oh, sorry.
We are doing Throwback Thursday trivia, NFL Legends edition.
Woo!
Bo, did you have a question?
I was just going to say it was Taylor Wallace from the Rays. I wanted to make sure I corrected myself because, you know, it's rare that I'm wrong, so I have to make sure.
Right.
All right.
To Google.
So far, for this series of Throwback Thursday trivia, Mike is leading 2-1, but you could tie it up today.
I don't know why y'all make everything competition.
Your name is your buzzer, and Dylan is going to help me figure out who says their name first, because since this is all about NFL players, I feel like you guys are going to knock this one out of the park.
I have as little confidence as I've had since we started doing
this
in NFL Legends. Yeah, this is a tough one for me. If it was baseball legends, I'd probably stand a better chance. Yeah, I grew up on the baseball, so we'll see.
Okay, we'll see. All right, question number one. Which NFL Hall of Fame quarterback has played for both the Vikings and the Packers?
Mike. Brett Favre.
Correct. After you say you're not going to know any of these.
I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't get that one for me because I was like, huh? Okay.
All right, 1-0. Who was the oldest quarterback to win the Super Bowl?
Mike.
All right.
Tom Brady.
Correct. All right, Bo. Are you still hungover?
I'm not talking any trash. He's had comebacks the last three times we've done this. So.
That's true. All right. So question number three. Mike is leading 2-0. Which retired NFL coach was nicknamed the Big Tuna?
Bo. Bill Parcells.
Correct. All right. Question number four. Who anchored the Steel Curtain?
Who anchored the Steel Curtain?
Mm-hmm. Bo. Mean Joe Green.
That is correct. All right, it is tied up 2-2.
There we go. I see. I knew it was coming.
What is the name of the former Detroit Lions quarterback who allegedly cursed the team after being traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I'm going to take a swing.
Ring in with your name. Ring in with
Bo,
your name. There you go.
I don't know. Rodney Pete?
Incorrect. Any guesses, Mike?
No. Charlie Batch.
No.
It was
Bobby Lane.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a damn 70s question. Yeah. I know Bobby Lane.
Where's Dave Archer when you need him for the love?
Yeah.
Okay. Question number six. What Falcon had the nickname Primetime?
Bo. Deion Sanders.
Did you know that one was coming?
No, but you know what?
Did you look over his shoulder?
Here's the thing. He froze on that one like I froze on Brady. Because yeah. I was like, are you serious? It can't be.
Well, you know what's funny? I thought she was going to say the hammer. And I was like just ready to say, to buzz in and say Jesse Tuckle. And when she said primetime, I was like, oh, not the hammer. Oh, okay. There it goes.
Okay, question number eight, I believe, okay. Or seven. Either way, Mike's got two, Bo's got three. All right, okay. Who was the first NFL player to declare, I'm going to Disney World in a TV commercial after winning the Super Bowl?
Joe Montana?
No.
Man, I have no idea. Like, I mean, no clue.
Dylan, do you know this one? He's going to say no.
Heck no, he didn't know.
Absolutely not. No clue.
None. I just thought I'd give you a chance.
That happened before you.
Oh, I appreciate it, Allie.
Was it Phil Sims?
It was Phil Sims, yeah.
I knew it was in the 80s.
I would have never guessed Phil Sims, and I like Phil Sims.
Was that? I think it was the 86 Super Bowl.
And now it lives on. Okay, what quarterback won Super Bowls for the Broncos and the Colts?
Bo.
Mike.
Bo.
Peyton Manning.
Were you questioning your name on that one?
I might be hungover because I was like, was it Peyton Manning?
All right. So far it's Mike 2, Bo 4. All right, which New York Giants wide receiver which New York Giants wide receiver made the infamous helmet catch in
Bo.
Super Bowl?
Yes.
Golly. I literally blanked on his name.
You got a chance to steal Mike in 3-2.
Yeah, I completely blanked on his name.
David Tyree.
Yeah. That is it.
I completely, I had his name in my head, and when she gave it to me, I was like, oh.
Yeah. Needed that one. Needed that one. That was going
to
get out of hand if I didn't get that one.
3-4.
I blanked on that in the middle of it.
Shout out to Bo's brain for the assist.
Yeah, it is not working well.
Which legendary running back is the man of the year?
Bo, Walter Payton.
Okay. 3-5, Bo is in the lead.
Your brain working over there?
She said man, and he said Bo.
I knew it was Walter Payton.
I know. I did too as soon as she said it.
Who kicked the longest field goal in NFL history at 66 yards?
Got a bunch of DUIs.
I think I might know this one.
Really? It's,
well, I know.
I know whose
record he broke.
I think
he broke Jason Elam's record, I think.
That's the one I was talking about.
I don't think it was Jason Elam, though, that would kick the 66-yarder.
I'm going to.
3-2.
God, what is wrong
Sebastian
with me?
Janikowski. I have no idea.
Justin Tucker.
And I knew it. I couldn't think of his name, but I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to.
You didn't know that.
No, I didn't want to give it.
There's a bunch of DUIs.
Well, no, I saw Elon, but once he broke his record, I knew it was Tucker.
I'm not giving you credit. I would have got it wrong. I would have said Matt Prater. He held it for a little bit, but I guess Tucker broke it.
I thought Elam had the 63-yarder for a long time.
Well, but he tied Tom Dempsey's 63 record.
Mm-hmm. All right. As it stands, Mike's got three, Bo's got
half
five.
A foot, Tom Dempsey.
I need this one right here.
What two players hold the NFL single season sack record with 22.5 sacks?
It's Bo. Michael Strahan, and I believe it's TJ Watt.
That is correct.
Nice work.
All right. Let's go with one more.
That was more than I thought Michael Strahan had. That's why I stopped. I was like,
The keyword was shared, and I knew his record wasn't broken yet.
Yeah, all right, that's on me.
What NFL legend showed up on the Brady Bunch after Bobby lied to his friends, saying that this football player, Mike.
Joe Namath.
That is correct. All right, for a bonus point. Speaking of Joe Namath, he was the first quarterback to throw for how many yards?
3,000?
4,000?
4,000.
There you go. Give me the bonus point.
Bo, you still won. Yeah. It was 6-5 on that. So now it's tied up for the season 2-2.
Oh, man. Nice work. Nice work. I knew that I was going to struggle through some of those. That's Squidbilly's wheelhouse right there. So kudos. Hats off, man. All right, we got to go to break. Nice job, Allie. A lot of fun always to do the trivia on the Thursdays. Look, when we come back, man, it's time to have a tough conversation, and Bo's probably not going to like it, but we got to talk about the Braves. We spent all season wondering what pieces the Braves could add. I'm going to be honest. I think it's time to start talking about what pieces they need to make available, and we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to the Takeout, No Reservations Required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to the Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.